Tana Tuiono from Te Pāti Kākāriki is with us here. Hoki mai.
Kia ora, ngā mihi, morena.
Morena. Hey, I just spoke with Debbie. How come you guys didn't support the take GST or food bill, the Greens, Tana?
It was the maths of it. Wasn't good. So with taking GST off of kai like that, what it does is removes $3.2 billion from the tax base, so it ends up being a tax cut for those people that can afford that kind of rich kind of kai. So that was the showstopper for us. So that money could be better spent on free lunches in schools and all these other sorts of things. Our solution, and people heard that through the election, was a wealth tax. And making sure that people have a guaranteed income.
Does it compromise what's seen as a sort of pseudo relationship? We talk of the centre-left bloc. There's no cohesion there at the moment, judging by the 117-6 vote.
Well, I hope not. So definitely, still there to work together and to work on all those issues that we all have in common. But I guess the thing for us was just the maths of it at the day. That's a lot of money to take out of the tax take. Money that would be better spent on, free lunches in schools, making sure that we do all this other kind of stuff. We have got a government that's already focused on tax cuts, like obsessively so. So taking more money out of what we need to actually pay for all the stuff, and as the workplace relations spokesperson as well, there are large numbers of different workers who are really, really concerned because public services are being underfunded and under-resourced. So making sure that tax criteria is there to do all the things that we need to do is very important.
Tēnā koe, let's stay with that. And the 90-day work trials, why do you suggest the government's move to revive this policy is chilling?
It is chilling, and it didn't work in the past, and it won't work now. What it does do is create lots more uncertainty for low-wage workers, which is not good as well. Because remember, we got rid of it, and then National brought it back as well. On top of course, getting rid of fair pay agreements, which was to make sure that people and right across different industries were being paid consistently. But also giving the ability for people to negotiate collectively for better wages, like bus drivers, early childhood teachers, cleaners, security guards, and a lot of those people, those are our people. That's why it's really, really important for us to always look at the maths of this stuff to make sure that whatever any one of us are saying, that the numbers are good and that putia will find its way into the pocket of whānau.
Tēnā koe, fair pay agreements, many families forced to work more than one job. Talk with us about policies undermining struggling workers from a working perspective, please, Tēnā.
This government is anti-worker. They don't like speaking Māori as well. I'm anti-te-titi as well. What people might have noticed, that the government instructed right across all the different government departments across the public service to reduce spending from between 6.5% and more. So what that will mean is actually job cuts. That's what that means. And so you're having organisations like the police saying, hey, pay us properly. You've got people like from New Zealand Post with the way that Post is delivered as well, concerned about job losses there as well. So it's happening right across the board. This obsession that the National Party has with providing tax cuts for the rich, tax cuts for landlords, comes at a cost for workers.
It sure does. Look, everyone's a good guy when they're leaving. I noticed Grant Robertson had its valedictory speech. We haven't spoken with him all that often over the years, although I thought it would be appropriate if we did. He's the Minister of Finance. Everyone's been kind to him as he departs. Did he do as much for Māori as he could have when he had the keys to the vault?
The best person to ask that is Willie Jackson. unless he bumped into Willie at the...
Willie would say yes. Willie would say he gave Māori more than anyone has before, but that doesn't mean he gave us what we deserve.
No, of course not. We always deserve. I mean, there's just generational deficit there as well. I mean, they gave us that $1 billion for Māori and fine, but, you know, they probably owed us billions more as well. So that's definitely a point to be taken as well, and also all the other sorts of issues that have come through as well. So definitely could have been better.
Okay, we've got these threats left, right, and centre with a government that's going flat out to be as annoying from a Māori perspective as they can be in their first 100 days. Debbie just suggested she doesn't think it's workable. We've got Winston seemingly out of step in his public persona to what Chris Luxon wants or the ambitious David Seymour wants. Her parting comment was that she doesn't think they're going to make the 3 years and be prepared for a snap election. It's pretty early to make that call. What's some of your thinking around her suggestion?
It's only three months of this year, and we're in March, and they're all already looking incredibly shaky. It's right at the beginning of their term as well. We'll just have to sit through like 100 days of urgency. And the issue there is, like, when you rush things through, maybe you didn't do it properly. And I don't think they did do it properly. I think we'll be picking through the details and finding that they missed a whole bunch of things because they were rushing things in, you know, quarter to midnight some nights as well. So that's a concern, but definitely they're looking, you know, one person going that way, the other person going that way, and Christopher Luxon not looking like he knows what he's doing or whether those two are listening to him.
Interesting. Some commentary saying that the Greens have imploded. You might see this differently. Obviously, we're aware of the situation with Dana and Golras and losing a vessel. Is Te Pāti Kākāriki in free fall, or how would you describe where you guys are at?
It's been a rough couple of months, I'll tell you that. We're definitely feeling it, but we'll get through. We're pushing through. There's an independent process happening with Darling, with my whanaunga. And so we'll see what will happen there after that process. But yeah, without a doubt, bit of a rough patch. I mean, we are all reeling still from the passing of Anna Kessel Collins. I mean, I certainly am. So we're dusting ourselves off and moving forward. We've got a new co-leader, and her first public outing was at Tūranga Wawae with the Kingitanga, sitting there and having a good kōrero with them about their priorities and different ways that we could work together.
When asked about that, how was the experience for her? She responded, "Cool, man."
You know our people, man. Always cool.
Always cool, man. Hey, nobody's mentioned it today, too, but maybe, I hope you know, maybe wider New Zealand doesn't. But today is Race Relations Day. It was celebrated for the first time in 2003 and observed around the world as the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. But it recalls the killing of 69 black protesters at Sharpeville in South Africa in 1960. Race Relations Day, a lot to celebrate, or maybe not. What's your take on this day in 24?
Well, in this context with this government, I mean, it's a lot for us to think about in terms of how we challenge this government. They've been like racking everybody up, putting people against each other, not good, very divisive. And so, yeah, we definitely got our work cut out for us. But this lot here, they're not up for it. They're not cut out for kotahitanga and unity. And so we've got to be better than that and find those connections between ourselves.
Tēnā koe. Thanks for sharing some time with us, Tāna. All the best. We'll talk soon.
Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi.
Ka kite.
See you, mate. Thank you. Māori Land.